Right now on our hotline, we welcome in the new head football coach at St. Thomas Aquinas, Kevin Henderson. Coach, thanks for joining us. Congratulations. Tell me about how this journey ended up with you becoming the head man for St. Thomas Aquinas.
Kenny, that's a good question. I don't know how it all transpired. Everything happened so fast. Certainly not looking for something like this to happen, but when an opportunity comes down the road like this, certainly at my age, you got to jump on it, because I don't know how many more opportunities I got left. So I jumped on it.
And for you, Coach, you know, they say, hey, we're looking for a head coach. Are you interested? Did it take long to say yes, or was that an easy decision?
Well, of course, I had to talk to the boss. and she was all encouraging. So from that point, it was just trying to figure out if this is something I really truly wanted to do. But then, you know, who can pass up an opportunity to try to mold young men? So that was just another opportunity for me to get a chance to do that.
Kevin Henderson, our guest, the new head football coach at St. Thomas Aquinas. And, Coach, last season they were winless. They had two games canceled. So you knew what you were getting yourself into. So what was it about this situation where you said to yourself, okay, yeah, it's to mold young men, but I think I can turn this program around? How do you think you can do that?
Well, I guess in life, Kenny, you're going to be challenged. And I never question the challenges that are put before me. You know, they always say God works in mysterious ways. And I relish the opportunity to mold young men, change young men's lives, and give them the opportunity to compete when they may not have that opportunity. So when it was put to me that way, I jumped right on it.
Coach, thanks for joining us again. And this is JT now. And one of the things that we like to ask coaches when they get hired in as new coaches, and we know you've got head coaching experience, most notably probably at Canton Timken, but with stops along the way at Glen Oak and Sandy Valley, one of the things we normally ask, and not that it matters, would you consider yourself offensive-minded, defensive-minded, or is this just a team?
I'm more offensive-minded, to be honest, but at the same time, I've been doing this a long time. I adapt to whatever's needed to get the job done, mm-hmm. So more so offense, and I was groomed offensively, but I'm a football coach, so we'll adjust and do whatever we need to do to get it done.
See, I love that answer, too. I was listening to an interview yesterday with Luke Fickell, new head coach at Wisconsin. And they were talking about some of the things, like when Tressel was coaching down at Ohio State, and he was offensive-minded, he would never walk into the defensive meetings but maybe one or two times a year. Do you see yourself doing basically the same type of thing?
Well, here at a small school like St. Thomas, I will probably be sitting in on the defensive meetings because I'll probably be coaching a position, okay, which I don't have any problem with. So I'll be in tune with everything that goes on, offense, defense, and special teams, because I'll probably be coaching a position at each of those units.
Well, that takes us right down the other path then. How do you go about constructing your staff, or is it already in place?
I'm working on it right now. I have a couple gentlemen in place right now, but we have to finalize that. I don't want to rush into it again. As I told the meeting last week, we not only want good coaches, great coaches, we want good men around these kids to help them develop. You bring a man to us, we want him to leave as a better man.
Happy to have with us talking high school football, the new head football coach at St. Thomas Aquinas, Kevin Henderson. And, Coach, Division 7 school, okay, as JT pointed out, you've had stops at Timken, Glen Oak. You were involved at Walsh University as well. But this is a small school, obviously. And we've talked with, former coaches there and Jeff Lindesmith at Central Catholic about smaller schools and how important it is to try and get as many kids as possible to come out. So what's the goal there for you as far as a feeder system or getting enough kids where you can have a full practice, maybe with 11 offensive players, 11 defensive players, and 10 other guys, where you're not wondering if you're going to be able to have enough players to field a team?
Well, Kenny, that's the goal, is to be able to field a team. I've been in situations where we had 11 on the field and 11 on the sidelines, and that was at Fawcett Stadium against the Lions as an assistant at Timken. But you can trust that I'll be shaking the bushes and going throughout the school. And I'm actually sitting in the office now. We're going over names of kids we can target and identify to see if they want to get an opportunity to play football at St. Thomas Aquinas.
Coach, does your resume include coaching Dominique Robinson of the Chicago Bears when he was still over at Timken High School?
Well, believe it or not, that was my last quarterback, Dominique Robinson, mm-hmm. before he mushed him into a monster of a man. So, yes, that's true.
What went through your head when you saw this guy as your quarterback? Then he goes on, the last time McKinley beat Maslin, he was the quarterback there. All of a sudden, he's a huge defensive end in the NFL. What went through your mind when you saw this transpire?
Well, he had the frame. He always had the frame. And when he played for me years ago, he did play defense. And I honestly always felt he was a defensive player, but that's not my call. I put him where I needed to put him to try to win. And that's what they did in college and certainly with the Bears. But he's just a phenomenal young man. He's got the frame. He's still growing. I'll just say he's still growing. So hats off to Dom for what he's done in his career.
And not only that, as an athlete, Coach, you talk about making young boys grown men and becoming good men. He's one of the nicest kids and one of the most respected athletes that I have ever been around or talked to over the years. And how important is that as part of what you're going to try and build there, the culture, not only on the football field winning, but also off the football field?
Well, culture is first. I mean, character. Character is first. I always tell them, I look for student athletes, and that's what we try to build, student athletes, because if you can get it done, if you have the discipline to get it done in the classroom, that would certainly carry over to the football field and vice versa. So student athletes is where it's at. Character is where it's at. If you don't have good sound character, it will be revealed when you get in trouble on a football field.
How, I guess, to take a job, a head coaching job at this point in your life, right? You said not many more chances. But to get one in Stark County, as we know here at WHBC, we're closing in on 80 years of covering high school football on the radio, okay? So we know how big it is. But to be part of it as a head coach in Stark County this season, what's that mean to you, and what does Stark County High School football mean to you?
Well, it's the best. Certainly Stark County football is the best. What it means to me is this, like you said, I've been given another opportunity to rub elbows with some of the greatest minds in football and to watch and see some of the greatest athletes play this game. So just to be a part of that, I'm just honored and privileged to be a part of that. It's special.
Coach, your background, we see bachelor and master's at Walsh. You also had stops at Kent State. Where'd you go to high school at? You from this area?
I played at Timken. I played for Sonny Spielman at Timken years ago.
Okay, so I have to ask this next question, and my brother did as well. Did you play in the last year of the consolidation, or how did that go about?
No, that was a couple years after me, so I did not get that. I also did not play on the undefeated team, the last undefeated team at Timken, the 8-0-1 team.
Okay, because there were some great teams. You talk about some athletes. It was amazing because when you go back in time, Kenny, and you look at some of these team photos, you forget the fact that Timken, Coach, correct me if I'm wrong, they had 70, sometimes 80 players on a team, right?
Yes.
It was unreal.
Yes.
Wow. Wow, so some great football, some great talent, and some great learning experiences. Take us back, Coach. Well, what's a, and I'll use my old radio partner's term here, Michael Regai would always say, hey, what's a remembrance you have from your playing days, Coach? So take us back to your playing days that might give you some street cred in that locker room at St. Thomas Aquinas.
Well, the one story I can tell is from semi-pro days, but I'll share that with the team, and that's neither here nor there. But being here at St. Thomas now, I have a haunting memory of us playing at Foster Stadium against St. Thomas, and we had been coached all week to watch for the screenplay, and they, of course, trained us and drilled us how it was set up and everything. And, of course, we fell for it, and I can still see Ernie Bonacore of St. Thomas running down the sidelines, running into the stadium for end zone for about a 70-yard touchdown. I am still haunted by that.
Hey, Coach, what do you take away from playing under Sonny Spielman? He was a fantastic coach. We all know about the exploits of his sons, but he was a great football coach at Timken. Do you take any of what he taught you when you were a player into how you coach all these years later?
one thing, and my former players will know, they hear me say it all the time, and coach used to say it all the time, you got to love it. Mm-hmm. You got to love it. This is the greatest game known to man. You got to love it. So I tell my kids, what you do and how you train is not work, it's not hard work, it's what you need to do to be a champion, and you have to love it.
So where are you right now, Coach, as far as, you know, you get the program kind of late, right? I mean, the season, they're working out and everything like that. So where are you with, you know, your schedule and your plan of attack moving forward for St. Thomas?
My plan of attack right now is to we'll start the program up Monday. We're going to meet in the weight room Monday at 6, and we'll start there. We'll see how many show up. We'll indoctrinate them into the culture that we anticipate and we expect here at St. Thomas, and we'll build from there. So we'll deal with the schedule, the 7-on-7s, and all of that stuff as it comes. But right now, first things first, and that's to meet in the weight room 6 o'clock on Monday.
Well, congratulations, Coach, on this opportunity. Look forward to seeing you on the sidelines this year and for many years. And we'll talk again down the road here on the Kenny and JT Show, all right?
I appreciate you guys. Thank you very much.